The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Single Awareness Day. We're definitely talking about it. We're giggling and having fun. But you know, there's a lot of lonely people.
There's
a lot of lonely people in the world. And I want you to listen to today if you are single and feeling down because everybody was throwing their love in your face yesterday.
Were they throwing it in your face or were they just celebrating love on love's one and only day?
Of course, automatic. But thanks, love one and only day. No, it is celebrating love between two people, the couples, all that. But when you are alone and you feel lonely, it feels like it's being thrown in your face.
Yeah,
maybe you're happy and single, Aunt. But yeah,
I am true because I looked at maybe women feel that. Maybe women really, really go through that because dudes. All I seen to my dudes in relationships stressing the out yesterday.
That's what all
am I
going to
do? I got to book this reservation. It's Monday.
The day after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Nobody was thinking about Valentine's Day on Super Bowl Sunday. Trust me.
Dog.
Well, if you are single and you are lonely, we've got some ways for you to feel better about life.
And you got us. You can listen to us right now.
Yeah. Here goes the episode. I don't feel good today. I think I'm still having a food coma, a food hangover. Something's not right. Good morning. Welcome to, what day is it? Tuesday? I'm Dana Cortez.
I've got like a Super Bowl Valentine's Day hangover. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So we ate really poorly. Bad food.
I feel good. I'm Anthony A. What's up, y'all?
We didn't even drink.
Between
it's
all the queso at Super Bowl and all the chocolate last night.
The spicy hot Doritos. Thanks, Megan Thee Stallion.
I think it's more on Valentine's Day. Because, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, I think Super Bowl Sunday has better food than Christmas.
What?
At Anthony A 400. I just said
I don't know.
Better food than Christmas. Only runner
maybe
up
it's
to
your house.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I was like, not in my house. It's good. It's good. But it doesn't matter. I did a video and I'm like, what's wrong with your face? Oh, I'm swollen.
Yeah.
My eyes are almost swollen shut from all the sodium and stuff that I ate. I don't feel
isn't that
good.
One of America's favorite pastimes though, ODing on sodium?
I mean, the good thing about America right now is we're all on a 2-day bender.
Yep.
Okay,
everybody feels it, right? Mm. So we can all get back on the wagon. Or is it off the wagon?
Well, not all of us at once. We'll break the wagon separately, but we could do better.
Let's all get healthy. I got to start eating right again. I feel terrible. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Of course, the day after Valentine's Day is known as Singles Awareness Day.
Yeah, there you go.
Cuffing season is over.
Be proud. Officially. You didn't spend any money, and you don't feel like crap because you ate by yourself. And we'll wrap it up on National Gumdrop Day.
What is a gumdrop?
It's the little jelly one.
Yeah, like
it looks
candies?
Like a little.
Oh, with like sugar coating,
cylinder?
Right?
Yeah.
Those are good. See,
look at them. I'm like, oh, those are good.
Here we go again.
Oh my gosh. All right, so remember, it is Black History Month, and I'd like to encourage you to look up Phyllis Wheatley. She was the first African-American to publish a book of poetry, poems on various subjects, religious and moral, in 1773. Wheatley was emancipated shortly after her book was released. Look up the author Phyllis Wheatley and read the books.
Yes.
Read the books.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
National Single Awareness Day, and it's the day after Valentine's Day, so let's be real. People are lonely. I got a girlfriend who's very lonely.
Yeah.
And you're talking sad, lonely, and desperate all in, together is not good. There could be some things that you do today that aren't good for yourself.
We're here to try to help you do anything regretful.
Yeah. All right. Stop you from doing anything regretful.
Dude.
So there's four things you should do. Are you sad and single and lonely right now, Anthony?
No, I'm single and happy and willing to see somebody else mess up their life. I'm good.
Gosh.
The good thing about being single around this time of the year is that your pockets are a lot more friendly. I took myself on so many dates this weekend. I bought myself two burritos, dog.
One for me and one for me.
That's right.
Okay.
Dude.
So number four, there's four things you should and shouldn't do. Don't complain about being single. Do enjoy your independence.
Let's go.
Right?
Yes.
You're alone and you should get to know you.
Oh, there's one thing I love to do. Let's get to know myself.
Okay.
You and Rosie hanging out.
Automatic's in a relationship with me and he gets to know himself a few times a week.
It's a habit I just never kicked.
Number three. Don't stalk couples on social media. This isn't the day or the week. Do post you living your best life.
Oh, okay.
Because, sometimes when you look at other kind, I wish I lived like them. And
so you're saying avoid all the mushy, the lovey-dovey posts.
Don't worry about that today.
All right.
Number two, don't get wasted.
Yeah,
I know there's a lot of bar specials.
You're gonna call an ex.
Ooh, stay away from that. You don't want to drink and drive.
Do get cute, sip, and have fun. And number one, automatic, you just hit it. Don't call your ex, no matter how lonely, no matter how desperate, no matter how horrible you feel. You're thinking about an ex, like, oh, I remember. No, just remember why they're an ex.
Yeah.
And do call your friends.
Call your mom. Oh. How about that?
There it is.
So good, right?
Or call your new thing. You know, I'll never forget when my mom told my ex-girlfriend, she said the best way to get over a person is to get under a new person.
Your mom told your ex-girlfriend that?
She did. And I was like, Mom, whose team are you on? Okay? And she's like, Anthony, this relationship's over. Both of y'all need to move on.
Team woman. Your mom's like, yeah. I don't care. I'm on my girl's side. Okay. So again, I know it can be hard today, but at the end of the day, you're strong, you're powerful, and you're okay without somebody else. Does that sound...
That sounds beautiful and uplifting.
It sounds like something that you're, it's like a motivational speech, but it's a lot easier, a lot harder said than done.
It is, but what? I think that the only reason, and
oh,
I
wait,
mean
did
this
I
one,
just say that wrong?
I don't know what you said.
I said that completely wrong.
Well, it's because you've been married too long. I really think the only reason that DJ Automatic and I worked out is because I decided to spend some time alone. We could have gotten together a lot sooner. And we decided to not, to just date and get to know each other. And more importantly, I needed to get to know myself.
Beautiful.
I've never been alone.
Really, I guess, what the reminder is today is before you go out there and want to love somebody else, you got to be comfortable with who you are.
Absolutely.
Love yourself.
Yeah. Get out there and scum it up.
safely. All right, these tips are up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so I'm going to tell you now, Automatic Anthony, my WTF story is nothing to laugh about. An Illinois grandmother named Denise Holt has been playing Wordle like the rest of the country, or the world, really. Wordle is this new game that everybody's addicted to, and she's 80, and she plays with her daughter every day. Well, not playing one day saved her life. She was kidnapped in her own home and stuck in a basement.
What the fuck?
Luckily, her daughter Meredith was like, hold up, grandma's addicted to Wordle just like I am. She hadn't posted on her Wordle. She called Chicago police. They went to do a wellness check, and they found this man just hanging out in her home. He had locked her up for 17 hours, unplugged all of the phones, and taken her cell phone.
Oh my
so
God.
So Wordle saved grandma's life.
I hope the cops scrambled that man's brain.
Just another great story for video games.
Oh, and the man was arrested right away, and he now faces charges of felony home invasion with a dangerous weapon, aggravated kidnapping while armed with a dangerous weapon, and aggravated assault against a police officer because he pointed the gun at them when they came into the house.
Damn, he deserves to be arrested. You know, you know who also deserves to be arrested?
Who?
This Home Depot employee.
What happened?
Who was arrested and accused earlier this week of replacing revenue cash at the Home Depot store with counterfeit bills he bought from Amazon.
Oh. No.
Yo, this isn't no little small crime, small time thing. My man ran up a bill of $400,000.
Oh, wow.
So when the police came and got him, they got $22,000 in Home Depot revenue from his house at the time.
He took the cash and replaced it with fake money?
With fake money, dog. You could buy this fake cash on Amazon. I didn't even know that was a thing, bro. He should have stopped at $100,000.
He should have never done it. How about that? I thought it was going to be like Monopoly money, but there's some real looking, like real cash looking money on Amazon.
You're a better friend than I am.
That man's playing with his freedom. This guy's playing with his life. A carnivore is putting his love of meat to the test by conducting an experiment where he's only eating raw meat. So far, this guy's gone 78 days of eating uncooked foods, which include chicken breast, steak, swordfish. He's drinking raw eggs. He drinks raw milk. And he now says after 78 days, he feels stronger and more healthy than he's ever felt.
Where is he getting his meat and milk and chicken and fish and from? First of all, raw milk is so dangerous. Have you not watched Monsters and Me? The stuff inside there? It's made for baby calves. What's wrong with you?
Well, he's doing something to prove that that is not true, that you can actually consume all these things and feel better.
You can, but refrigeration came along and cooking. Man lived longer. Yes,
come on,
exactly.
Dude, how are you going to deny fire? How are you going to deny cooking your food? Like, what are you doing, bro?
Why did he even start this?
Because he was on a plant-based diet and he felt horrible. And he said he was going to eat meat to heal himself. Before, he was having smoothies and bagels. Now he's having steak and eggs, raw steak and eggs. And he says he feels way more healthy than he ever has.
Well, the average lifespan of a caveman was 35. So let's see how long this this guy lives.
We'll see how long he lives. He's actually got an Instagram page that's following everything. It's called Raw Meat Experiment.
Yeah.
He's got 106,000 followers already.
Damn.
They're going to be disappointed in 5 years. We'll be right back after this. That's from today's WTF Stories.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kim Kardashian in New York City with Pete Davidson. You know Kanye's mad, but it's what she's wearing that he's most angry about. I'll explain that story and more. Time for the Daily Dirt. It is the best gossip. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
Homegirl, and I think she's a fan of the show, Megan Thee Stallion,
yeah,
celebrating
sure.
her birthday. Sure. And we also have the one, the only Birdman, celebrating his birthday.
Okay, so let's talk about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Look, these two look good together. He's back in shape. She looks happy. But she gave him a little sexy dance in public at a party to thank him for directing her latest video.
Oh.
Public displays of affection. Is this like the new wave now that the masks, you know, mandates are coming down a lot? Is that cool? We
I
like
think,
that?
Yeah, people are getting back out there. You could get up on each other and do stuff like that. But J-Lo probably didn't see the last Ben Affleck Batman movie. But she would not be dancing like that.
Or letting him direct.
Yes.
Oh, all right, so Rihanna, obviously very pregnant, sexy, and we're here for it. But what is she craving?
Yeah, I want cheeseburger.
Man, I know what she's saying. When I was pregnant with Ava Maddox, I wanted cheeseburgers. I wanted Taco Bell. I wanted it all.
And I ate it all.
All right, and then finally, Kim Kardashian in New York City, out with Pete Davidson. They can't be bothered with the Kanye antics. Well, luckily, Pete doesn't know. We actually talked about this yesterday. Automatic was like, how do you think he feels? I said, you know, he has mental health issues. He doesn't have social media, so I don't think they really talk too much about it. But Kim is rocking this really beautiful gray long coat. And Kanye's angry because he gifted her the coat the night that she hosted SNL.
Bro.
Which is when she started getting tight with Pete Davidson. And now they're a couple.
Damn, that's foul, dog. But such is life if you can divorce Kim K.
Me personally, I'm asking for the coat back.
Why?
Because I bought you that coat to go on a date with me.
Well, that's not fair because I don't get all the years back. I was married to you.
Oh.
Being married to Kanye, I can't even imagine.
Bro.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I know how hard it is being a single mom because I was a single mom for years. I'm going to share with you such an encouraging story and informational story about Jackie Cummings Koski, a single mom who saved enough money to retire in her 40s.
Oh,
so in case you missed this, and you probably did, stand by. That's the last story we got today. DJ Automatic.
So do you think America's addicted to our phones?
Yep.
I would say yes.
Well, it's not even close to compared to some other countries. A new study of young adults around the world assigned scores to countries with the most problematic phone use, which was based on, you know, daily use.
Right, right, right.
We didn't even make the top 10.
Oh, there we go.
Well, that's good.
I think that's a good thing, right?
That is a good thing. Number one was China.
Oh.
Number two, okay. Saudi Arabia. And number three, Malaysia. The U.S. actually came in 18th place.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We're about 18th in education, too. Yeah.
Hey, this is a win for us.
It is a win. But at the same time, I mentioned the education thing because I want to give every parent and child who's listening right now, the answer to the question is in your phone. Use that for school.
Mm.
I'm just telling you, the answer to all the questions is in your phone.
Let's make sure when you're doing research, because a lot of people like to do research lately, and they're doing their independent research, as they're saying, make sure it's from a reputable source.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying if you're having a problem with algebra, if you're having a problem with chemistry, geometry, the answer is
You'll want to make sure it's coming from a reputable source.
A reputable source is like, what, the second page of Google? I think it would be.
All
right, in case you missed it, new research says that there's a connection between watching too much TV and developing blood clots.
Well, you sit around all day.
Exactly. So the study found that 35% of those who watch more than 4 hours of TV a day are more likely to develop blood clots. So, yo, be careful before you pull up and watch next Squid Games or you're going to be hoping you survive.
Yeah, you're playing the game with your life for real. I was thinking, though, that our kids also play a lot of video games. Ava Maddox, our daughter, she has been so into video games lately, and I've had to pull her away.
Okay, well, when it comes to gaming, I do got a little hack. Researchers also say standing and stretching every 30 minutes will help.
Run in place.
Don't put the games down, young
Ava.
Just
get up and go to the bathroom.
I would hope so. All right, so in case you missed it, Jackie Cummings Koski is trending. She is a single mom, and she retired in her 40s by learning about finance. You know, we talked about this briefly about a month and a half ago, and I still get people hitting me up about just the tiny little tidbits we gave. I didn't know about most of what we discussed when it comes to retirement and saving your money. She reached her goals by keeping her living costs low. So she ended up paying her car off and did not buy a new car.
Put that money in savings. This month.
Yeah. That boosted her income. She learned to invest. And more than that, she went through everything she spent line by line. And anything she could cancel, music subscriptions, all that. You know how we say, get the radio app. It's free. Anything she could cancel, she did. And she put it in retirement. And she's done. She said after her husband left her, she was in a state of depression. She had to split the retirement with him. And it scared her. And she's like, you know what? I'm done. She learned about finances. And she saved enough money. She quit her job. She's 45.
Damn, dog. And
I know.
And that ex-husband has to work harder now, too?
I know. Oh, that sucks. I know. So I think that I want to have our financial advisor on the show. We said it then, but after reading this, I felt like we could help people. If you really want us to put a financial advisor on the radio, please hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If
I want you
think
to put
it's something
me on with that single mom. I can enjoy that retirement with her.
I can do both.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You want to smell like a papa, a potato? I'm going to tell you how. In food news, it's the Dana Cortez Show, hottest hashtag time. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the baked potato.
All right, so this Tuesday, let's start with a serious hashtag. Argument started yesterday in the Ahmaud Arbery trial. The three killers of Ahmaud Arbery, Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, his dad, and William Roddy Bryan are facing federal charges. It's a hate crime. They're considered, well, they're being tried for a hate crime now. The trial could last up to 12 days and add additional time.
Well, didn't they already get life sentences?
Yes, but that was a state.
Okay.
This is the hate crime. They chased this man.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, give him
let's
everything
pile it
you can.
On, dog.
Yeah.
Do it, right? Let's pile
it's very
it on.
Important. It's very important that you know, that Ahmaud Arbery's family get the justice they deserve, because they'll never get their son back, their brother back, you know? All right, now we're going to switch to food news. Nom. The Idaho Potato Commission announced a limited edition product. It's potato perfume. Mm. The fragrance is made from distilled Idaho potatoes, essential oils, and smells exactly like a freshly fried French fry.
Damn. No, so you can smell like McDonald's.
You can. Okay, why do I want this perfume?
Well, I want to.
I don't know why.
You need to find a friend who puts that perfume on so I can meet her. I want to meet a person.
I'm telling you, I know Otto's like dissing it, but if I put it on, he'd be licking my neck. He'd be like, come here, baby. Because I know how much
I'd be adding
price.
Salt to you.
Let me be your spicy ketchup, baby.
All right, if you want the perfume, it's selling out like crazy. Hit me up, DM me, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll tell you where to get it. National Day Anthony A.
We'll kick it off by celebrating Susan B. Anthony Day. So shout out to Susan B. Anthony. You know
she
what I'm saying?
Flag.
She, yes, she
yeah,
was.
She made her flag.
A champion for women's rights. There yes. we go. We also have National Gumdrop Day. Fun candies. I'm not mad at a gumdrop.
I mean, a gumdrop.
Nobody's mad at a gumdrop.
My right. nan always kept the gumdrops.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially your grandma.
Grandma candy. That's grandma candy. Well, that's all there is in the house, though. You got to do something, you
and
know?
And for all the homies and homeettes who powered through yesterday alone, it is National Singles Awareness Day.
Yes.
Cuffing season is over.
Oh, my
Scumming
gosh.
Scumming season has begun.
Yes, we're almost there. Summertime's almost our time. We're almost here, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
February 15th here on the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Birdman celebrating today. Iconic record label with Cash Money. The next birthday we got is Megan Thee Stallion. Savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet,
sassy, moody, nasty. I got to say, you called it Automatic. He told me early on, Megan Thee Stallion is a real rapper. She's going to be somebody.
And now she's a superstar.
You're right.
All right, we're going to start in 1999. On this day, hip-hop lost one of the most promising artists in the New York underground hip-hop scene when Big L was murdered. I leave mics torn when I put it on. So put it on, Big L, put it on. His album, The Big Picture, is an underground classic. Before his death, he was actually about to sign with Rockefeller Records and form a super group with Jay-Z. They were going to call it the Wolf Pack.
Big L, rest in peace.
Today in 2016, Kendrick Lamar performs All Right at the Grammys. I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got
us, then we gon' be all right. I remember that, and that was a moment.
Well, the performance was actually considered controversial because he did it in shackles behind bars. Kendrick ended up winning Best Rap Album that night. We're going to stay in 2016 at the Grammys for that day because Taylor Swift takes a swipe at Kanye West while she's accepting the Album of the Year award.
There are going to be people along the way who will try to undercut your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame?
So this was Taylor's response to Kanye saying, I made that beep famous in his song Famous on the Life of Pablo album.
And the feud continues today.
And last on this day in 2019, Cardi B and Bruno Mars released the song Please Me.
I do remember at this point, critics were kind of saying that Cardi's minute was about to be up. It's not up.
That song hit number 3 on the charts and went 3 times platinum.
All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic on your February 15th.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The day after the lover's holiday is known as Singles Awareness Day. So what these two dudes are going to do right now is tell you how to celebrate your singleness. I just want you to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony, and my scumpadre, Sir DJ Automatic, who's been in a successful marriage for what? Over
a decade.
Over a decade.
I stopped counting.
Okay, say it so enthused, my friend.
Well, I mean, when you've been in for 10 plus years, you don't count anymore.
Did you ever go through those sad, lonely man droughts when you were single, DJ Automatic?
I had a couple lonely Valentine's days, yes.
Now, outside of the love that you have for your wife and your family, what was it that made you say, you know what? I got to get married. I got to stop being out here in the streets.
I mean, it's Dana Cortez.
Oh, look at that.
It was just the allure.
Oh, there it is, dude. I need to find somebody with some allure because I love being in the streets. I can't think of anything that's going to pull me off of them is what I'm trying to tell you right now. So if you're single and celebrating like myself, what you got to do, number one, is look for other singles in the community. All right.
You can easily find them. Yesterday was like an advertisement for them.
Yes.
If a girl was really, really dressed up yesterday and looking a little lonely, trust me, today's the day to hit her for a date.
Okay. And if you're into people with kids, look for the ones who only post their kids, men or women. They're single as hell too. Right there. Number two, celebrate your singleness by taking yourself on a date. I love that, dude. I took myself on multiple dates over Valentine's Day. I did a lunch date for myself. Then I went and got some lunch burritos. And then I took myself to Wiener Schnitzel late at night. Because I love that, dude.
And now you just have indigestion. And you're lonely.
Jeez Louise, man.
I think what you got to do is celebrate. Do something that your ex hated you to do. All right? If you have multiple exes that hated different things about you.
So obviously your ex hated how badly you ate. And she wanted to change the way you ate. So, okay. Well, I'm on her side on that one.
Oh, no, dude. All right. Don't get you a friend like DJ Automatic who sides with your ex on Single Awareness Day. Automatic, is there anything else people should do to celebrate their singleness today?
Go get...
Yeah.
Okay, all right, there it is. It's a day of self-pleasure, man. We love you. Single or not, we appreciate you listening to the Dana Cortez Show. Have a beautiful day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, the grandmother got saved because of a game.
Oh, because of your Wordle game.
I don't know nothing about Wordle.
Well,
all I know is that as a
Wordle?
Woman, because if she hadn't been playing the game, they wouldn't have found her. And let me tell you something, when Automatic leaves or goes out of town and it's just Ava Maddox and I at the house, I get scared. I get worried. And there's crazy people out there that do this kind of thing.
Wordle, okay? You better start learning something about it.
I don't even know what Wordle is.
That's the only way I'm going to be able to tell if you're alive or not is through Wordle.
Very important for our podcast audience and family to know what's going on behind the scenes. Before we did the whole WTF story, Dana was like, yo, Wordle, biggest video game out right now. Everybody's playing it.
It's not even a video game.
I don't even know what it is.
We don't know, but it's not a video game.
And yesterday... But when we're doing this, you were telling us, yo, it's the biggest thing to hit the internet. It's everywhere. It's this, it's that.
That's not what I said. What I said is that the valuation was up by hundreds of millions of dollars.
And I saw in real life that a comedian tried to tell a Wordle joke at a scientific meeting, and it fell flat. And nobody even knew what Wordle was. And if they don't know what Wordle is in the scientific community, how is the average person going to even know what Wordle is?
Well, I was going to say, why would you tell a Wordle joke at a scientific meeting?
Oh, my God.
Okay, never mind. Yeah.
Hey, come back to us in 3 months when we all know what Wordle is. This will be a lot more. This will be better.
More podcast now.